This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Your chance to learn a little bit of Icelandic each week, continuing throughout the festive season here on RÚV English Radio. And just for the festive period, we've moved the episodes from Thursday to Friday. So one today, one next Friday, and then one on the, I think it's the 2nd of January, if we can look ahead that far. But the new year seems like a long time away, doesn't it, Bjarte?
Yes, yeah. It always does, yeah.
It always does. So here, if you have never taken part in this before, it's your chance to learn a few words of Icelandic. And we are going to preview Christmas. You will find all this text available for you to follow along with on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. But here are some words previewing what happens here in Iceland over the Christmas period, or Jól, as we might more accurately say. So as ever, we shall go through this from the start and then line by line. Take it away, Bjarni.
Já, takk fyrir. Í næstu viku eru jólin. Í gamla daga skreyttu margir Íslendingar ekki heima hjá sér fyrr en á Þorláksmessu. Þorláksmessa er til minningar Þorlák Helga Þórhallsson, aðaldýrling Íslands. Hann dó árið 1193 þann 20. og 3. desember. Sá dagur þekktur sem Þorláksmessa. Margir segja enn að þá byrji jólin í raun og veru. Skata, kæstur og lyktandi fiskur vanalega borðaður á þessum degi. Næsta dag, 24. desember, byrja jólin formlega klukkan 6 kvöldið. Dagurinn kallaður aðfangadagur. Kvöldverður fyrir fjölskylduna kvöldið 24. ekki þann 25. Ólíkt mörgum löndum þá opna Íslendingar jólagjafirnar kvöldið 24. desember vanalega eftir kvöldmatinn. Á Íslandi 25. desember kallaður jóladagur og mun rólegri og afslappaðri en 24. desember. Flestir heima, slappa af og njóta rólegs morguns eftir hátíðina kvöldið áður. Síðan 20. og 7. desember kallaður annar í jólum. Hann líka almennur frídagur og endirinn á aðal jóladögunum. Margar búðir, kaffihús, veitingahús, bíó og sundlaugar opna aftur eða opin á sérstökum tíma yfir hátíðina. Frá öllum hér á RÚV English, Gleðileg jól.
Which is a phrase you might be hearing quite a lot over the next few days. Let's get into all of this then. We'll go back through this text line by line.
Já. Í næstu viku jólin. Next week, it will be Christmas.
Yay.
Yeah. Í gamla daga skreyttu margir Íslendingar ekki heima hjá sér fyrr en á Þorláksmessu. In the past or in the old days, many Icelanders did their decorations at home, not until Þorláksmessa. Þorláksmessa til minningar Þorlák Helga Þórhallsson, aðaldýrling Íslands. So Þorláksmessa is in the memory or remembers the patron saint of Iceland, Þorlákur Helgi Þórhallsson. Hann dó árið 1193 þann 20. og 3. desember. And here exactly, he died in 1193 on December 23rd. And here we can hear the neuter form for the year, 1193. Mm. And then we have an event linked with the date when he died. So we have the A form of the date in ordinal, 20. og 3. desember, both ending with an A, the 23rd of December.
And quite a few ordinals coming up
exactly.
in this story, because yes. we talk about the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, and I think the 26th as well in this story.
Exactly. We are looking at a lot of dates
yes.
in that sense. Sá dagur þekktur sem Þorláksmessa, and that day is known as Þorláksmessa.
So it's interesting. It's not anything to do with Christmas or Yule. It's simply the day that this person who became the patron saint of Iceland died. It just happens to be 2 days before Christmas.
Exactly, yes. And because with holy people like him, you normally would commemorate 2 days in the year. That is the day the person died, like in this case this. And then when the bones were put into a relic, so exposed in the church. And that is actually called Þorláksmessa á sumri, the Þorláksmessa in summer, that of course we don't celebrate anymore, but it exists, the 20th of July.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not a public holiday in Iceland, because so many other things are.
Yes, you could say, yes. But with this so close link to Christmas,
yes.
having Þorláksmessa right before, this has become such known date. Yeah, exactly.
It's sort of made its way into the Christmas calendar, even though it's got nothing to do with Christmas.
Exactly, yes. Margir segja enn að þá byrji jólin í raun og veru. Many still say that then that is the true start of Christmas. Skata, kæstur og lyktandi fiskur vanalega borðaður á þeim degi. Skata, we could say a sour or fermented and smelly fish.
Mm.
And exactly, we use this adjective, kæstur, almost, I would say, almost for only skata and for hákarl, you know, the shark.
Mm.
Because it's a bit similar, the way of, it's a conservation method
yes.
in the beginning, but with a very smelly consequence, you could say. But this is a very old tradition also from the Westfjords, actually,
okay.
to link the skata, because it was winter food, we could say also. It's a high,
yes.
the peak of cold winter.
I wasn't working on Þorláksmessa last year, but I think in the canteen here at Rúv,
yes.
skata was being served.
And there
was some controversy among our colleagues about whether the smell of it throughout the building was a good idea.
Exactly, and that is the yearly discussion
yes.
of many households
and workplaces. Yes, yes.
Is it acceptable to do skata at home if you live in a big house with many apartments and so on? Yes. So this is very controversial. And this fish is traditionally exactly eaten on this date. Næsta dag, 24. og 4. desember, byrja jólin formlega klukkan 6 kvöldið. The next day, on the 24th, and again exactly we had the A form, 20. og 4. The Christmas start, so in officially, at 6 o'clock in the evening. Dagurinn kallaður aðfangadagur. That day is called aðfangadagur. And that is a nice old word also, because it shows how this has, like we will discuss now later on, that this has become the evening of Aðfangadagur is one of the high points of the Christmas celebration. But the name of the day means when you bring in the groceries.
Okay.
So it's the preparation day. For Christmas Day, you know. So,
and we would say, I guess, in English, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, in the sense of preparation.
Yes.
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 So it still has the name of Preparation Day, but has become, well, from 6 o'clock in the evening, the traditional start of the evening, there it becomes holy, you can still say,
yes,
even though
yes.
it has been preparation.
It has become the day.
Yes, absolutely. Kvöldverður fyrir fjölskylduna kvöldið 24. Ekki þann 25. And therefore, exactly, we have the if we would like to say the Christmas dinner for the family, Icelanders have, or we have, in the night of the 24th, not waiting until the 25th, but we could add to this that, of course, many also have great dinner on the 25th, but they would always start on the 24th. Yeah, that's the thing. We add a day before, if we like. Ólíkt mörgum löndum þá opna Íslendingar jólagjafirnar kvöldið 20. og 4. desember vanalega eftir kvöldmatinn. So unlike many other countries, Icelanders open the gifts, the gift, Christmas presents, during the night of the 24th, normally after this dinner. So we don't wait any longer for that either. Á Íslandi 25. desember kallaður jóladagur og mun rólegri og afslappaðri en 24. desember. And in Iceland, the 25th is called jóladagur, Christmas Day, and is much, you could say, quieter, relaxed than the 24th, especially maybe in those all those preparations to have everything ready, because Christmas has started,
yes,
you could say.
It's begun.
It's begun, but you continue to celebrate and everything, but you have begun. Flestir heima, slappa af og njóta Rolex morguns eftir hátíðina kvöldið áður. Most people stay at home, rest and relax, enjoy the slow morning after the celebrations they already had the night before. Síðan 27. desember kallaður annar í jólum. Then we have the 26th of December called second of Christmas. We could translate it.
Another Christmas.
Another, yeah.
That's how I like to think.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, wait, also, yeah. Hann líka almennur frídagur og endirinn á aðal jóladögunum. He is another, yet another public holiday, and you could say the end of the so main or the biggest Christmas celebrity days. Margar búðir, kaffihús, veitingahús, bíó og sundlaugar opna aftur eða opin á sérstökum tíma yfir hátíðina. So many shops, cafes, restaurants, cinemas, and swimming pools either are opening again after those days, or they have special holiday hours or holiday opening time. Frá öllum hér á Rúv Inglis, gleðileg jól. And from everybody here on Rúv Inglis Radio, happy Christmas.
Gleðileg jól.
Gleðileg jól.
Sumi leiðis.
Takk.
So, next week, it will all be over, and we'll be looking ahead to New Year. And so we'll get into that in next week's episode.
Clearly.
Have a fantastic time, and we'll talk again next week. It's Rúv English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime, english@ruv.is.
There is more from Rúv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Rúv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Rúv.